Evolutionary biology is an enormous subject, and I have no training in it. But to read where we came from is of widespread interest. We can read from Darwin, Stephen Jay Gould, or Wallace, or Dawkins, or even my old high school friend W. D. Hamilton. But this brief essay looks at the evolutionary biologist E. O. Wilson. Because of time constraints, it will of course not do him justice. Edward O. Wilson was born in 1929, and his major claim to fame is his study of ants, as well as his landmark work on island biogeography. But in his beautifully written 2012 book, The Social Conquest of Earth, we find things many of us have been unwilling to say. He believes, for example, that mankind is never going to emigrate from this planet, not ever, and that we would do well to accept that the only future for mankind is here on this planet. Wilson knows from his lifetime work that species form and fade, and that in the last 10 years over 170 different species of frogs have disappeared. He comments that we are overpopulating, over-harvesting, and that about half the species of plants and animals on Earth today will probably be extinct by the end of this century. According to Wilson, all evidence, combined from many disciplines which include geology, paleontology, anthropology, biology, and more generally from what he calls consilience, points to a likely scenario for our history. While today we can actually see the evolution of viruses and bacteria, it is of course difficult to find real hard data over the millennia. The partial skeleton of 3.5-foot-high Lucy, who walked upright in Ethiopia, dated radiometrically via the strata as from 3.2 million years ago, was followed by the Australopithecus species from just under 3 million years ago. Wilson suggests that lightning storms and dry vegetation could possibly have allowed these upright creatures to learn about fire and cooked meat. Closer to us in time was Homo habilis, Latin handyman, whose fossil fragments and simple tools were found together at Olduvai Gorge by Leakey around 1.5 million years ago. After that, at less than about 0.2 million years, there is Homo Neanderthal existing for a while in parallel with us before dying out. E.O. Wilson was born in Alabama and lost sight in one eye while fishing as a 7-year-old. His family was not well off, but he could just afford to be a biology student and gained his bachelor's degree at the University of Alabama, later earning his PhD from Harvard. Back in 1971, his book Insect Societies came out, followed by A Primer of Population Biology. He has won 2 Pulitzers, and his 1975 book Sociobiology had a new edition in 2000. His numerous honors include the $500,000 Crafoord Prize from the Swedish Academy of Sciences. Evolutionary biology often collides, of course, with creationism. 17th century Bishop Usher, primate of all Ireland, believed our world was created in October 4004 BC, and Wilson believes that the chasm between religious faith and science is, quote, irreconcilable. Nevertheless, in 2008, a statement was signed by over 10,000 clergy members, which included, "We believe that the theory of evolution is a foundational scientific truth. We urge school board members to affirm the teaching of the theory of evolution as a core component of human knowledge." Finally, our technological evolution is now outstripping ever faster the rest of our biology. And E.O. Wilson suggests forgetting colonization of distant planets and so on, putting all our efforts instead into making this planet a permanent paradise for humans.